this study is really motivated by two factors. And the first is that there's hundreds of thousands of children that die from diarrhea each year. And this is particularly tragic because there's a very effective and very cheap treatment for diarrhea that prevents death. This is called oral rehydration salts or oral rehydration therapy. And basically, it prevents the dehydration that's caused from diarrhea, which is usually what kills the children. This treatment is just widely underused, and that's why so many children continue to die. It's been around since the 60s, yet it's still widely underused. And so understanding ways of increasing ORS use is really important. And so even when children seek care from healthcare providers, they still frequently fail to receive ORS. So that's kind of the first motivating factor, is understanding ways of increasing ORS use. So the second is that many of these children seek care in the private sector. Private health sector is becoming more and more prevalent in sub-Saharan Africa and throughout the developing world. So understanding what kind of care is being provided in the private sector is really important. So we set out to understand how care for diarrhea in the private sector compared to care for diarrhea in the public sector. We found that ORS, this really important treatment, was way less likely to be provided in the private sector for child diarrhea than in the public sector.
Okay, looking at oral rehydration therapies, first of all, can you explain exactly what it is and then how expensive is it for African countries to use it?
Oral rehydration salts were created in the late 1960s and widely distributed and became widely available in the 1980s. Around this time, it was lauded by the medical journal The Lancet, a very prominent medical journal, as the most important medical advancement of the 20th century. It's a huge deal, and it really has not got as much accolade as it seems like it should have. And really, it's just a basic mixture of sugar, salt, and water, and it's frequently accompanied by zinc. And it's incredibly cheap to make, and it's about 50 cents. So it's sold in little packets now. So you just mix the little packet with about half a cup of clean water. But it's also possible to make a homemade solution, which is far cheaper.
What age ranges does this show to be most effective with?
For all children under the age of 5, it's effective. And it's effective throughout the course of your life. So it's also used for non-diarrheal cases. So it's being marketed in the U.S. now to athletes. So it's just a very effective rehydrating solution. It doesn't apply just specifically to diarrhea.
Do private health care providers in sub-Saharan Africa, do they have access to this?
Health clinics should definitely have access to it. It's very widely distributed. It's known among all development organizations. It's the World Health Organization, smaller NGOs. They've made a huge push to make sure that it's available. And it's definitely not available to all people in sub-Saharan Africa because some of them don't have access to health care. But if they're seeking treatment from a health care provider, then there's no reason that it shouldn't be available at these clinics.
What are some things that parents need to do when they're dealing with the situation of their children having diarrhea? How can they be better educated in order to get help for their children?
I think it's important that they seek treatment. If a child has diarrhea, it's important that the mother or the caretaker takes them to a healthcare provider. So ORS is really important, and it's really cheap, and they could access it themselves, but it's important to understand how to use it. In our data, we have data on people that sought care for their child's diarrhea and people that didn't. And the ones that sought care were much more likely to use oral rehydration salts. So it seems like they're getting better care if they seek care. It's just the care they get is not good enough. So they should definitely seek care, and they should always give their child this ORS. So the World Health Organization recommends that all children with diarrhea, regardless of illness severity, receive this solution after every loose stool.